free will. So he has the option of choice. It is his power of speech, his ability to speak, his ability to express himself, his ability to communicate with people, and his freedom of choice that sets him apart from the rest of creation. But every nobility, every kind of honor comes with a corresponding responsibility. So if man has been given the honor of speech, the ability to speak, the ability to interact, engage with people, that honor comes with a responsibility. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that that person who guarantees me what is between his jaws and what is between his legs, I will guarantee him Jannah. In other words, the two most common causes that would lead people to the fire of hell are the use of the tongue. What do you say? How do you use your tongue? And fulfilling your lust. In the verse that I've recited before you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, instructs Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell man, وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي, O Prophet of Allah, tell my slaves, يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ, that when they speak, they should say that which is best. In other words, tell my slaves that they should think before they speak. Ask themselves whether I could say the same thing in a better way. Why? Allah says, "Inna shaytana yanzaghu baynahum." That shaitan uses this power of speech that Allah has blessed man with. Shaitan uses the power of speech to create dissension, friction, hatred amongst people. So the power of speech is a tool that shaitan uses to break the hearts of people, to create hatred amongst people, to disunite people. And it is the reckless use of this tongue that will lead people to the lowest of the low. Therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, every day, the tongue, the rest of the body, implores the tongue, saying that fear us, fear Allah concerning us, fear Allah concerning us, because if you remain straight, we, the rest of the body, will be safe. But if you become polluted, the rest of the body will suffer the consequences. So in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to caution people against the reckless use of the tongue. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Inna min al bayani la sihra. Inna min al bayani la sihra. That words have a magical effect. Words are like magic. What can words do? Words can make people laugh. And it is your choice of words that can make people cry. It is your words that can elevate people, inspire people, And it is the choice of your words that can break and demoralize people. It is the choice of your words that can motivate people or your words can demoralize people. So words, in this hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has compared your power of speech to magic. Through words, you can heal wounds or you can create wounds. It is through words that you can build respect or destroy respect. You can build love or create hatred. You can pacify people or anger and enrage people through the choice of your words. So in this verse, Allah says, O Prophet of Allah, O my Prophet, tell these slaves of mine to be aware that the tongue is a missile of shaitan, through which he is going to cause dissension, disunity, and hatred if people do not use their tongue wisely and correctly. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah used to say that this tongue is so powerful that soft words can soften hearts that are harder than rock. Soft words can soften hearts that are harder than rock. And harsh words, he says, harsh words can harden hearts that are softer than silk. That is the power of the tongue. The tongue is a soft piece of flesh. It is a soft piece of flesh, but has the power to destroy the strongest of human bonds. It is through the use of a word that husband and wife get together. The simple expression of nakahtuha. And it is the use of the same tongue that can permanently break this bond by saying talaqtuha, I have divorced her. That is how potent, how powerful the expression and the power of the tongue is. It can create a bond of two people, or it can destroy the strongest bond of marriage through the misuse and abuse of the tongue. So in this verse, Allah says, be careful. Realize that you've been blessed with something that sets you apart from the rest of creation. Is your power to express yourself. But also know that this privilege can be used by shaitan to create so much of suspicion, doubt, mistrust, hatred amongst you if man does not use his tongue correctly. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, how do we use our tongue correctly? Firstly, he says, do not narrate everything that you hear. Whatever comes to your ears, you start publishing it. You start publicizing it. You start, is this treadmill of rumor. He says, kafa bil mar'i. It is sufficient to brand you as a liar. Very strong words. It is sufficient to brand you as a liar if you simply narrate everything that comes to your ear. So everything that comes to you is not meant to be publicized. Secondly, once a Sahabi was asked, that people very often use and shield behind, hide behind a safe veneer by saying, people are saying, people are saying. This is the public opinion. What do you say about such people? He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, bi'sa matiyatul rajul. It is an evil mount. Mount is an animal that you ride. It is an evil mount that people use. In other words, you do not have the courage to express your own views. So what you do is you ride on public opinion and say, people are saying this, without verifying who those people are and what did they really say. So firstly, in terms of the correct use of your tongue and speech, is do not narrate everything that you hear. Everything that you hear is not necessarily true. Secondly, do not express your own views by riding on public opinion. Thirdly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir. He who believes in Allah and the last day, in other words, in accountability. If you really believe that you are going to be accountable, فَلْيَكُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَسْمُتْ. Either say something good or keep silent. If you don't have anything good to say, don't say it. You don't have to be saying something in the presence of people. If you have nothing pleasant to say, silence is the best option. Therefore, the Arabic saying is Man samata naja. One who remains silent will always remain safe. Part of it is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Min husni islamil mar'i. That part of the beauty of your faith is tarkuhu ma la ya'nihi. That you leave that which does not concern you. Mind your own business. Don't delve into issues that do not concern you. Do not speak about things that do not directly impact on you or those around you. And he says, the ability not to delve into other people's affairs is from the beauty, the makeup of your faith. Part of the beauty of your faith is your ability to mind your own business. And part of this speech that Allah is speaking about here, that tell my slaves to say that which is best. Poorly chosen words. If you just blurt off what comes onto your tongue, you're going to destroy respect. You're going to damage your relationship with people. You're going to create anger. And you may create enemies as you go along in life, purely through the reckless use of the tongue. Part of the reckless use of the tongue is sarcasm. You are sarcastic. What is sarcastic? Being sarcastic? Where through the expression of humor, you insult other people. Through a joke, you degrade other people. That is called passive aggression. What is passive aggression? Is to be sarcastic. That you use humor to vent hostility to people. So sarcasm is hostility disguised as humor. You tell people what you want to tell them, but through humor. That is cowardice. That says more about your own insecurity than what it says about the person you're talking about. People who feel insecure, people who feel that the only way they can feel appreciated is to bring others down, they become sarcastic. So in this ayah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is instructed to remind the ummah, remind us that be careful of the use of your tongue. Say what you want to. But before you say what you say, think, reflect. There's a famous saying that if you think before you speak, you will find very little to say. If you think before you speak, you will find very little to say. The famous quote of Ali radiallahu anhu, which you have heard before. Ali radiallahu anhu had a very famous refrain. And he would say that the tongue of a wise man lies in his heart. And the heart of a fool is on the tip of his tongue. The heart of a fool is on the tip of his tongue. He gives vent to all his emotions without a second thought. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to control our tongues and to think before we speak. And may we use this as an instrument, as a means of bonding and not destroying our relationships. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.